This podcast is offered by Jikoji Zen Center on the web at jikoji.org. Our programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
I have been struggling with my health since I can remember, and that's because I have something called Ehlers-Danlos, which is a connective tissue disorder. I'm a kind of zebra. It's genetic, and it means that the connective tissue does not form adequately. This is why I have skinny legs, little tiny wrists, and difficulty with my gut, because your digestive system is all connective tissue. Why I get injuries that go from one place to another all around the body, ankle, shoulder, foot, and so on. And why I have a lot of trouble with my teeth at this age because of my gums, which are also connective tissue. And so there are a host of things. And I only learned this last year. It was like, oh, finally, this makes sense. And as I told my family, see, I am not neurotic. I am a mutant. So I'm satisfied with that. And now I'm going to tell you about what I mean by coming here and exploring things that might scare you. And also to mention that this week was also the memorial, the 18th memorial for Maylee Scott's death. And Azo brought copies of Maylee's chant, Maylee's prayer, and we'll chant it maybe tomorrow as part of service if we can get some copies done. Maylee gave me this book, Diving into the Wreck, in 1987. In 1987, it was around my 40th or my 41st birthday. And whenever I'm doing Sesshin, I think of Maylee. I would not have survived without her feminine influence at Berkeley Zen Center. And she died, I think she was maybe 66 or 67. She was diagnosed with colon cancer and died 1 month later. So it was all rather sudden. She founded the Arcata Zen Group. And this is the poem by Adrienne Rich, who went to Radcliffe, as Maylee did. Diving into the wreck. First, having read the Book of Myths and loaded the camera and checked the edge of the knife blade, I put on the body armor of black rubber, the absurd flippers, the grave and awkward mask. I am having to do this, not like Cousteau, with his assiduous team aboard the sun-flooded schooner, but here, alone. There is a ladder. There is a ladder. The ladder is always there, hanging innocently close to the side of the schooner. We know what it is for, we who have used it. Otherwise, it's a piece of maritime floss, some sundry equipment. I go down, rung after rung, and still the oxygen immerses me, the blue light, the clearer atoms of our human air. I go down. My flippers cripple me. I crawl like an insect down the ladder, and there is no one to tell me when the ocean will begin. First the air is blue, and then it is bluer, and then green, and then black. I am blacking out, and yet my mask is powerful. It pumps my blood with power. The sea is another story. The sea is not a question of power. I have to learn alone to turn my body without force in the deep element. And now it is easy to forget what I came for. Among so many who have always lived here, swaying their crenellated fans between the reefs and besides, you breathe differently down here. I came to explore the wreck. The words are purposes, the words are maps. I came to see the damage that was done. and the treasures that prevail. I stroke the beam of my lamp, slowly along the flank of something more permanent than fish or weed. The thing I came for, the wreck, and not the story of the wreck. The thing itself, and not the myth. The drowned face always staring toward the sun. The evidence of damage worn by salt and sway into the threadbare beauty. The ribs of the disaster, curving their assertion among the tentative banners. This is the place, and I am here. The mermaid whose dark hair swarms black, the merman in his armored body. We circle silently about the wreck. We dive into the hold. I am she, I am he, whose drowned faces sleeps with open eyes, whose breasts still bear the stress, whose silver, copper, vermeil cargo lies obscurely inside barrels, half wedged and left to rot. We are the half destroyed instruments that once held to a course, the water eaten log, the fouled compass. We are, I am, you are, by cowardice or courage, the one who finds our way back to this scene, carrying a knife, a camera, a book of myths in which our names do not appear. So, as we're here to explore what has hurt us, what limits us, and how we work with it, let's just take a moment, each of you, to go around and say just where you have practiced before and what you're working on and what brings you to this kind of retreat. And say your name.
Okay, I'm Robin.
Thank you for listening to this podcast offered by Jokoji Zen Center. Our Dharma talks are offered free of charge, and this is made possible by the donations we receive. Your support helps us to continue to offer the Dharma. For more information about Jokoji, please visit us on the web at jokoji.org.